You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. In the UK, blind baseball is one of the fastest growing sports for blind and partially sighted players, and you've got the chance to give it a go in Cardiff very soon. Joining me now is Holly Island from Blind Baseball Cymru. Thanks for speaking to us today, Holly.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, the open day is coming up on Tuesday, the 14th of November at the Channel View Leisure Centre in Cardiff between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Can you give us an idea of what's going to be on offer during the event?
Absolutely. After the success of what we're doing over in Swansea, we're really excited to bring that to Cardiff and see if we can get some interest for people playing in this city. So what we're going to do is just introduce people to the game in general. I don't think a lot of people know what's involved, so we're going to go over that. We're going to talk about how to hit the ball and get people doing it themselves. People, I think, are under the impression that they can't do it, and that's absolutely not true. It's really fun and therapeutic to give the ball a whack with a bat. We're going to show people the way to field the ball and make plays. We're going to show people how to make their way around the bases and generally have fun. It's a great sport that is a mix of individuals doing a thing and then coming together as a team. But what we're going to focus on Tuesday is the very basics of each of the techniques and just get people having fun.
And what do you think makes blind baseball a good sport for someone who's blind or partially sighted? You mentioned some of the satisfaction that people feel and also the community involved. What else do you think is sort of key to the sports?
Well, I get told a lot that it is not only great for people who are wanting to introduce a little bit more physical activity in their lives, but it's great for mental health. There's something about just getting out there, being amongst people who are trying to achieve a common goal that most of the players that we deal with just come away and they are supercharged. And yes, you can say that about any sport, but again, blind baseball, baseball and blind baseball are great mixes, as I say, of you're working together as a team, but also you have your moment that you can accomplish a thing. You know, you're a batter, so you've got to hit the ball in a certain way. And there's something invigorating about having achieved that. And then when you're in the field with your teammates, you're all working together. And so it's just a great mix. It's not something that is the same all the way through. It breaks it up into different segments, and it's just the variety of it is, I think, something that people really gravitate to.
And do people need to bring anything with them or dress in a certain way for blind baseball?
No, not at all. We are bringing our kit. We have more than enough bats and balls and gloves to go around. We have everything. What they'll need to bring is water and wear sensible clothes and just be prepared to succeed.
Now, tell us a bit about Blind Baseball Cymru. What's it like to be a blind baseball player in Wales? You mentioned the success you had in Swansea. Are there lots of opportunities to play locally and further afield as well?
So that is something that's growing. We go back to this time last year and we were sort of looking at, okay, how can we get regular sessions here? How can we get regular sessions there? And then early this year, we ran an open day in Swansea and we went very quickly from that to having a team that gets together regularly and trains together. And then we quickly went from that to we actually were playing against other teams. So members of the South Wales Dragons very quickly went to Manchester, to Sheffield, and played in events and really enjoyed that. We had a day in Cardiff, because that's where there is a baseball field. So it just made sense to do it there. We had four teams from around the country coming down, and you know, that sounds really quick for a team that's in its first year, but the game is really such that you don't have to be a superstar in it to do well. So there's an element of, you know, waiting for your moment kind of thing. So what it's like to be a blind baseball player, it's fun. It's, you know, that there's great camaraderie. You build some really good interpersonal relationships because you've got to work together. And I'm sorry, South Wales Dragons, I'm going to out you on this, but you're a bunch of silly people. So it is so much fun. And it's not just the players that are enjoying it. We have people that are, you know, facilitating the game, and they're enjoying it as well. At the end of the event that we ran, we had our volunteers coming up and saying, oh, you know, please let us know when we can do this again. And these are people that are just helping this game to come off, which we need more of. If you're out there and you're looking for a worthy cause, they don't come more worthy. Come be a blind baseball facilitator.
And where can we find out a bit more information about the Cardiff Open Day on November the 14th and also about Blind Baseball Cymru?
So we have a website and we're on socials. So the website, it's a WordPress. If you Google Blind Baseball Cymru, the website should come up. But also we're on both Facebook and Twitter. I think it's B4B Cymru.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck for the Open Day on Tuesday, November the 14th, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Channelview Leisure Centre in Cardiff. Holly Island from Blind Baseball Cymru, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.